Welcome to the Head Trash Show. My name is Alexia Leachman and I'm the founder of Head Trash, home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence and contentment in your life. My goal with this podcast is to teach you how to create some headspace by helping you to unpick what's blocking you and sharing some tips and how-tos for clearing it. Tune in every week as I share simple strategies to help you to achieve confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to headtrash.com to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show. Hello and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. This is me, your host, Alexia Leachman. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, today's show, I'm going to talk all about stress and what are your stress triggers. You know, those things that happen to you in life that just get you stressed. Your buttons, you know, when people just press your buttons and the next thing you know, you're getting stressed. So today I want to talk about how you can start getting rid of your stress triggers. But before I do, I just want to have a quick word about the Head Trash event that we had last weekend. And it was brilliant. We had a really great bunch of people on the event. And just to share with you some of the kind of clear outs and the aha moments that people had on the event, we had one lady who cleared her fear of snow during the weekend, and she used to be terrified of going out. The very thought of having snow would just fill her with dread and get her shaking, and she managed to get rid of that fear. And we had another lady that found self-acceptance, which is a massive big deal. I mean, that's a big one. People go their whole lives looking for self-acceptance, and she announced that she felt far more accepting of herself by the end of our weekend. So that's just a little flavour of the kind of stuff that you can experience on our Head Trash clear out events. And we're going to be running another event very, very soon. So I've had a few emails from people saying that they were so gutted that they couldn't make the last event. So you just need to keep your eyes peeled on the events section of the Head Trash website for any future dates that we'll be doing. But we will be announcing some more dates for that weekend event very soon. So keep your eyes peeled. Anyway, back to today's show, which is all about stress triggers. So stress, just a little word about stress. You know, for me, when people say I'm stressed and I just want to stop being stressed, I think it's worth understanding that stress isn't this one thing. It's not, you can't just say, oh, I'm going to clear stress like you would any other things. Stress is actually a buildup of lots of other things that cause you stress. And then we just give it this big sweeping label and name it stress. But really, if you want to start reducing stress in your life, you need to start identifying all those tiny little things that stress you out. And for me, those are your stress triggers or your buttons. You know, when people say, he just pushes my button. Well, hey, let's get rid of that button. And that's the best way to reduce stress in your life, is to get rid of those buttons, of those stress triggers. Now, what I'm not saying here is we need to change your life, everyone in it and all the environment in which you operate, in which you live, so that these triggers no longer exist. Because that's just silly, you know. Basically, those triggers are on you, and it's something very personal to you, because what might stress you out doesn't necessarily stress the next person out. So it's not about changing everybody in your life. It's not about changing the environment in which you live or the work that you do. But what it is about is changing you so that you no longer react to those triggers. That way, those things can still happen to you, but they just don't stress you out anymore. So that's what today's podcast is about, is helping you to identify and eliminate your stress triggers. So the first thing you need to do, and you might want to get yourself a bit of paper here, because this is one of those podcasts where you can literally do it as I go. And so get yourself a piece of paper, and you need to ask yourself two questions. The first one is this: what situations stress me out? Yeah? What situations stress me out? Or another way, you might want to finish this sentence, which is, situations or things happening to me that stress me out include, what are they? Okay, so that's the first question you need to ask yourself. And the second one is this: what behaviour in others stress me out? Or, people cause me stress when they... whatever. So think about that. But for example, let me just go back and give some examples. So for example, situations that might stress you out might include things like speaking in front of people with more authority or seniority than you, maybe in the workplace, say, or being late. You know, maybe it completely freaks you out when you know you're running late, or perhaps having your plans change at the last minute, maybe because of other people or things falling through or that kind of thing. Or maybe meeting new people, maybe at a networking event or at a party or a wedding, that kind of thing, yeah? And then what about people? Well, what about behaviours that people do or what they do to you and say to you? Well, here are some examples. Maybe people interrupting you really winds you up and stresses you out, or ignoring you, or telling you what to do, possibly in a patronising way, or that's how you experience it anyway. That's how I experience many people telling me what to do. Swearing, some people get incredibly stressed and offended by other people swearing, or maybe other people being really slow and taking their time. I know this one gets me when I'm at the till and there's somebody faffing with their wallet and, you know, being really slow, and or somebody at the traffic light, you know, taking their time moving into gear and accelerating out of first, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, so that kind of thing is something that winds me up personally. Or people not doing what they say they're going to do, you know. So these are some of the examples or things that you might want to jot down underneath. Let's say you've written these two questions on a piece of paper. Those are some of the things that you might want to write down, but really think about what this is for you. You know, what situations stress you out and what behavior in others stress you out, and make a list, okay? Now, when you've got your list, and, you know, just get carried away with it. You know, there's no reason to stop. If you have a load of stuff that really stresses you out, then just get it all down. Don't start panicking or worrying that there's too much on your list, because that probably means that you're really, really stressed and that you need to get rid of this stuff, okay? So when you do have your list, go back and have a closer look. So when you look at the people section, think about what these people are doing and what are they not being. So for example, if we just stick with some of the examples I was giving earlier, so when people are interrupting you or ignoring you, you might want to say, well, those people aren't being respectful. You know, again, or people telling you what to do, you might interpret that as not being respectful as well. Swearing, you might again interpret that as not being very respectful. Or maybe it's being rude, you know, so therefore maybe that's the opposite of respectful. And then maybe being slow and people taking their time, well, they're just not being fast, or they're not being efficient. So I know that's the thing that kind of winds me up. Or when people say they're not doing what they say they're going to do, so maybe they don't have integrity, okay? So notice what these things are: respect, efficiency, integrity. These are values, okay? So usually when there's some kind of behavior that somebody isn't adhering to, it's usually a sign that they are not behaving in accordance with your values. And it's that conflict with your values that is actually causing the stress. Okay? So that is the underlying cause of your stress. And the symptoms are those situations where it's happening to you, where you're really noticing it in your life. Okay? Now, what about when we think about the situations? Well, usually situations are a sign of underlying fears. So, for example, let's say speaking in front of people with more authority or seniority than me, you might have a fear or concern about looking silly or like you don't know what you're talking about. Maybe when it comes to being late, you're worried about letting other people down or letting yourself down. And this idea of having your plans change at the last minute, you know, being stressed out by that, maybe because of other people or things just falling through, then suddenly you're out of control and you don't like being out of control because you have a fear of being out of control and not knowing what is going to happen next. Yeah. And so, again, but also if you think about the meeting new people, let's say at a networking event, you experience social anxiety, that kind of thing, then that might be, again, to do with not knowing what to say, a fear of looking silly or stupid in front of other people, worrying about what other people say, all that kind of stuff. So suddenly you have a nice list of fears that may be worth addressing too. And once you address those underlying fears, those other symptomatic causes, those triggers that happen to you day to day, are less likely to affect you, as are others. So what you have now is you have a really great list. You've got a list of all these triggers where you get stressed by people or situations. And then you have a list of some underlying factors. And what are those things that are driving your stress? And so what you can now do with your list is start taking some action and getting rid of your triggers, okay? So now you're going to need to get a copy of our five-step process from the website. So you get that from the homepage, so 5 steps to clearing head trash, and you use our process and you go through the list. So you can either use the process to clear the situations and behaviours, or you can just go directly and work with those underlying factors. Now, they are going to have a lot more impact because they are going to be affecting you in other ways that you might not have identified. But then you'll sweep them all up together in one go rather than hitting each one individually. So let me just give you an example. So, for example, not long ago, I went through a period of being unwell. And this meant I had to rely quite heavily on friends and family. And the more that continued, that just started stressing me out because I've always been somebody that's prided myself on being independent and being able to look after myself and being somebody that didn't need to rely on others. So now that I had to rely on others, I found that really challenging. So when I sort of looked at it a bit closer, I realised that this idea of needing support or having to be looked after were the things that were getting me stressed internally. You know, they get me in a bit of an emotional tiz. And so when I looked at it, I realised actually it was more about me being okay with being weak and making friends with being weak. Because for me, I didn't like weakness. I thought weakness was a bad thing. Whereas actually, there's good and bad in everything. Weakness is good and weakness is bad. Just as being strong, which I thought was good, well, it can be good, but it can also be bad. So I worked directly with weak and strong. Obviously, I work with opposites because we are all about opposites here at Head Trash. And that I found then that suddenly I didn't need to work on the needing support or having to be looked after pieces because they didn't read I wasn't bothered by them anyway. They weren't causing me stress. So I went back to the source of or the driving factors that were creating it in the first place. So that is basically how you can start to eliminate your stress triggers in your life. Really simple and really easy, but you do need to do the work. You know, listening to me telling you what to do is not going to clear it for you. Sure enough, having self-awareness about that stuff that is winding you up will help you to probably be less wound up by it, but it will never completely take it away. So you really do have to take the time and do the work. And then you will start experiencing the benefits. So the first thing you do is go to our homepage, grab the 5-step process if you haven't got it already, and then work through your list. And believe me, you will start to notice a massive difference in your ability to not get stressed in the environment that you are already operating in the environment in which you live, with the life that you already have. Because we don't have to completely transform our whole lives just to transform the experience that we have in our lives, okay? The best thing we can do is change ourselves first and how we respond to what is happening around us. And that is what going through this process will allow you to do. It will allow you to no longer respond and feel stressed by these things that are currently triggering you in your environment. So I hope that this podcast was helpful. It's a bit shorter than some of the other ones, but you know, it's punchy, it's powerful, and it will have impact if you take action and do the work. So on that note, I'll let you crack on, get back to your lives. I hope you have a great week and I'll see you again next week on the Head Trash Show podcast. Bye for now. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on the Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, I'd really appreciate you leaving a review here on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to headtrash.com to get your copy of our free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. Now stay tuned for upcoming episodes and more tips and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time, bye for now.